From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, January 20th. I'm Sarah Wright. The Ukiah Women's March on Saturday drew over 100 people, some wearing the iconic pink pussy hats from the 2016 march and carrying signs with paintings, puns, pungent comments, and even a miniature quilt. Yellow roses commemorating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment were abundant. Zoe Moore, who was at the courthouse with her mom and her 13-year-old brother, marched last year, too.
I'm here to support women. And that's all I could say because I was just so caught in the moment.
And you're fairly young. What was the first election you were able to vote in?
So I just missed the cutoff for the last presidential election, and this will be the first year that I can vote for president. I've done everything I can since I've been able to, but I think I missed the cutoff for voting for the presidential election in 2016 by just a couple months.
On the way to Alex Thomas Plaza, I chatted for a few minutes with another woman who's been old enough to vote for a little longer than that.
My name is Sharon Paulton, or Sharon Sharelike, and today I'm a gray code pink panther.
What does that mean?
Well, I was marching between the gray panthers and code pink, and I realized that's what I could be. I could be a gray code pink panther. And so I examine all the issues with my spyglass here, which you can't see on the radio, but it's a very big eye, and I'm all in pink with my pussy hat.
And what does the sign on your back say?
We are not going back.
And it's a Planned Parenthood sticker, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yes. Oh, gosh, can you believe we're still doing that, you know, in this day and age?
Ugh. In the plaza, between songs by the Raging Grannies, I asked Betty Lacey about the tiny quilt on her sign. Lacey is not shy about using correct anatomical terminology.
So I have brains and heart. And then we just took down our vagina quilt show that's been up at Grace Hudson, the vagina quilt pop-up show from the vagina quilt project that we did 18 years ago, where we had all the vaginas hanging downtown Ukiah, created quite a stir. And I have also at that time, and on my sign today is a vagina, so I feel like it's brains, heart, and vaginas. That's what this is all about for me. This comes from Eve Ensler's vagina monologues, where she really believed if we started to call the vagina by its name and really let people know what the vagina is and that it actually has a name and it's not just down there, that we could actually start changing the world by just naming it.
So the hat you're wearing is not a pussy hat. Is it a vagina hat?
It is actually a brain hat. It's a crocheted brain hat because I also have, along with Joy Sandu, a brain body health program.
Great. So it sounds like you're trying to take care of the whole body and the whole person here.
Got it. And the spirit. Yeah, that's where the heart comes in on the sign, is that we have to really practice self-care. We have to practice taking care of our soul and not feeding into the patriarchy of just working, working, working all the time. We really have to take care of the deep magic in all of us.
Michelle Hutchins is also a big believer in brain power. The first elected female superintendent of schools in Mendocino County wore a yellow rose and carried a sign saying, "All girls deserve to be educated."
There were two women who held the seat prior to me, one in the late 1800s and one in the early 1900s. Both finished the terms of their husbands. So I am the first elected woman to hold the county seat of school superintendent.
Talk about your sign, which we can't see on the radio.
Oh, I have my sign says that all girls deserve to be educated on one side, and that's to support the fact that worldwide girls do not have the same access to education that boys do. And then the other side says that women must not accept, she must challenge. And the purpose behind that is somewhat self-explanatory, because if we just accepted, we'd be where we were 100 years ago.
Finishing our husband's jobs for them.
Finishing our husband's jobs for them. Yes, well said. Well said.
And what would you say was the thesis of your remarks to the crowd today?
Overall, it was about supporting other women as they rise to leadership. As women in our culture, we're not as supportive as our fellow women as I believe we could be. And so I had three general themes: to stand by our sisters, which if there's a woman that's taking on a challenge of rising to leadership, that we support her, even if it takes a risk on ourselves or at a personal cost. Because without risk, change won't happen. The second note I added was to lift each other up, not beat each other up. Hurling insults from the sidelines does no one any good. But to take a woman who's maybe made a difficult decision or a decision you don't agree with and help her make a course correction rather than hurling an insult is really a better path to take. So we must support each other in order to break that glass ceiling that still exists.
Jacqueline Orozco, publisher of the bilingual newspaper El Punto, reminded everyone that many women in her community are afraid to speak up at events. Humiliation, the abuse that many women in low-paying jobs endure, and the horrors of deportation and family separation are all social factors that contribute to silencing the voices of many Spanish-speaking women. Female political players also had a chance to address the crowd. Maureen Mulhern and Mari Roden, who are running for county supervisor in the 2nd District, delivered brief speeches about their priorities. And Robin Sunbeam, a longtime anti-corporate activist, urged the crowd to ditch war and capitalism.
So basically, dream big. If you have any desire to take on a political role, especially locally, do it.
This is what democracy looks like.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.